Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Brace yourselves for unknowable horror, because the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program has returned. Yes, Nerdy Show's beloved RPG audio drama of black comedy and Lovecraftian horror is back with an all-new series, a chilling tale called The Terrible Secret of Lot X. Head to CthulhuMystery.com or find the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program wherever you procure fine podcasts. Succumb to the maddening call of Cthulhu.
Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pat, your talking bearskin rug, back with another micro edition of Flame On. This time around, I am joined by a couple of very special guests. If you have not seen it yet, you really do need to check it out. The new hit makeover show on Bravo, Backyard Envy, has just started up. As of this recording, two episodes have aired. Another one is coming out tomorrow. So when you guys hear this, or at least the first time you guys may hear this, a third episode will be out. But if not, you can always catch it on demand. And I am super, super stoked to be joined by the stars of Backyard Envy, the Manscapers themselves, Garrett McGee, James DeSantis, and Melissa Brazier. I want to make sure I'm saying that. Okay.
Yep, sweet.
So, Garrett, James, and Mel, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Amazing. Good to talk to you.
Ah, well, I am super glad to be talking to you guys. It kind of caught me off guard because Talia, who works with the PR firm that deals with like DragCon and a couple of other things that we've done, reached out and was like, hey, they're going to be around. Do you want to interview them? And I'm like, yes, please. Please get them on the show.
Cool. Great.
So I am super stoked. I really wish when she was like an in-person interview and then it was like LA, I was like, oh, yep, not in LA right now.
That's too bad.
I know. Well, hey, if you guys ever make it down to Orlando or this kind of area, by all means, hit me up and we will definitely do an in-person interview.
Awesome. Yeah. We actually might just do that because we're in a polar vortex in New York that we're not looking forward to going back to.
Yes, I have seen those temperatures. I was just in New York until yesterday morning, and I've apparently escaped. Like, I was in Chicago the weekend before that, in New York this past weekend, and have managed to leave right before the freezing temperatures roll in. So
good.
I'm counting myself very lucky. So it's a little chilly down here, but it's still in like the 50s. So I can't say nothing to anybody about cold weather.
Yes, you have no room to complain.
Oh not at all.
I'm just gonna fly from LA. I'm flying back from LA to New York tonight, and it'll be 5 degrees in the morning.
Oi, 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 oi. So
anyway,
Well, hey, I mean, if you guys want to come down to the 50s, come on and join us. I've got plenty of room down here.
Thank you.
All right. So, you guys are legit, like, best friends. Like, you guys have known each other for years. And I know that James and Mel, you guys have known each other a little bit longer. But, like, how did you guys met in school and how did everybody come together as part of this group?
Yeah, Mel and I went to school together at FIT for interior design, and we clicked immediately. We've sort of worked together on and off on different projects and businesses over the past 10 years. And so we had a working relationship always. And then all three of us, you know, devised and came up with Manscapers about 5 years ago when we all got sick of our, you know, current desk jobs and, you know, the working environments that we were in, and Manscapers was born.
Yeah, James saw me at school at FIT and thought I was the cool girl and really stalked me until I became his friend.
Yeah, that's the narrative that she's created in her head.
Well, if you say it enough times, it's the truth, and I believe that,
exactly
Mel. So
right.
That is the absolute truth, and I believe that story 100%. So good job.
Thank you.
And then I basically used to be their third roommate without paying rent, just hanging out on their couch every night.
Garrett, that's my kind of man right there.
You
got to save a coin where you can.
Yeah, you don't get much closer than the three of us, actually, because we are kind of in and out, and actually never out, but just in every aspect of each other's lives. They're my daughter's godfathers, and we're best friends and business partners, so every part of our lives is pretty much intertwined.
That's fantastic. And actually, I saw that about your daughter and them being the godfathers through some of the extra clips that are on the Bravo website. They are hysterical. Let me just tell you that. I love the one where, like, James is talking about how, like, you know, he made you dinner every day, and then when he was getting ready to move out before you had your daughter, that you didn't want him to go. It was like,
it's 100% true.
Yes, I still don't want, I still beg him to move back in with me. Like, literally, I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
She still does his laundry.
That's fantastic.
But James did cook for me almost every night while I was pregnant, so he really took care of me, and he didn't get me pregnant, let's be clear about that, but he took care of me the whole time.
That's awesome. No, and that's the one, like, a lot of times you see these, you know, reality or unscripted series, as, you know, some of them need to be called, and you kind of get that feeling of, like, okay, well, these people were put together, and they're friendships, and, you know, they may be friends beforehand, but you could tell that it's all really kind of amped up for a television show, where you guys, in watching the show and in watching these clips and seeing you guys interact, you can tell how amazingly honest that friendship is, and that's really cool to see.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to do this with my two best friends, so yeah, we were pretty lucky.
So, what made you guys go with Manscapers as a name for the company? I mean, I love it. I'm just curious.
Well, when we first started, we didn't want to have a name that was going to be the same as, like, every other landscaping company out there, but just something generic. And just based on our personalities, we wanted to make sure that we did stand out. And, you know, we are very LGBTQAI. IA company.
I couldn't tell that at all.
It was something. Yeah. We just want to make sure that it was very fun, which is what we are, in something catchy that was going to stand out. And, you know, like, we got to have a lot of manual labor, and a lot of the guys happen to be somewhat attractive. So,
and all gay, basically. I mean, we find our laborers, like, you know, through creatives, people that, you know, have other things going on that want side or part work, and that just happens to be that our network is a lot of young gay men, so, you know, and a lot of our clients are old gay men, so we sort of we knew that a name like Manscapers would catch people's attention, and it also spoke to our audience, you know, where we wanted to make sure that
it clicked. And it did, actually. It got people's attention from day one.
Right. And so I'm pretty much the only straight person in our company, and even that's questionable.
But she's
sometimes.
An A. But don't get me wrong. Mel definitely, we always say this, but she really, it's like, she puts the man in Manscapers, for sure. I mean, she's the construction manager. Like, half the stuff she does, I have no idea what she's really doing.
Same goes to you, Garrett. Yeah. I feel the same.
I love it. So Mel, you are the construction manager. Garrett,
yes.
You deal with the landscaping. And James, you're the resident schmoozer?
Yeah. We're all designers. We sort of have that as like the large umbrella. And then, yeah, I do like the business and, you know, a lot of the financial aspects of the company, you know, finding new business, making sure that we're always growing and expanding. So, yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So how does that dynamic work, like, with you guys? Is there ever any kind of, like, tension or overlap or issues that you guys run into, or have you at this point in time kind of figured out your rhythm to be able to really just make it all work in harmony?
Oh, well,
when we get really frustrated, we just take it out on some terracotta pots, you know.
I love that clip. Just, I'm not using this. Bam.
I know.
That's just life. I love that. That's going to be my mood for 2019.
Yeah, just smash it. It feels great, let me tell you.
But we have definitely taken several years to really figure out our roles and define our roles in the company so that we can be constantly growing and being productive every day and not overlapping too much. The thing is, we all have the capability to do the other two people's jobs to some degree. So oftentimes we do have opinions about what the other person is doing or what choices they're making. But I think for the most part, we've figured out how to let each person live their lives, really, and not step on each other's toes. But there's definitely conflict at times. Depends on the day.
It's a democracy.
That's what's needed for a reality show. You can't just be all, you know, sunshine, giggles, and zen all the time. You got to have a little bit of drama to go with it.
Right. And it's our real life. So sometimes someone has a hangover. Sometimes somebody hasn't had enough coffee or are hungry or whatever the case. So this is just how we are. And that's what this show documents.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely like working with your best friends has its... It has its pluses and minuses, and sometimes it's great because it's your best friends, but also being so comfortable with each other, you definitely don't hold back anything either.
That's very understandable, because I don't work with my best friends, but I feel that same way most of the time.
Yeah.
So how did Backyard Envy come about?
We, we had our business Manscapers, and actually a production company sort of knew us and our dynamic, and that we had this, you know, interesting business concept that was doing pretty well. And they knew our three personalities are very distinctly similar and distinctly different, and that would, like we talked about, cause some conflict, but also be heartfelt and like have this family sort of aspect to it. And they basically only pitched it to Bravo. Actually, we did only pitch it to Bravo. And we had one meeting. They really liked us and they did a treatment. And then Bravo developed the whole series with World of Wonder, who, as you know, produced RuPaul's Drag Race and Million Dollar Listing, and they're a very LGBT friendly company. Not even friendly. They're really just an LGBT company, I would say. And so that was a really natural, good fit for us to make the whole series with them. And does that answer your question?
For sure.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we're starting to see World of Wonder products on mainstream channels, not just Drag Race moving over to VH1. But
yeah,
seeing these, like, Trixie and Katya getting a show on Viceland, seeing you guys, you know, getting the show on Bravo, seeing that queer representation permeating into mainstream channels is fantastic.
How about Drag Race's Emmy this past year? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we
amazing.
Yeah.
So proud of them.
Rue is racking up the Emmys like crazy, and it's phenomenal.
I think she has like 5 now or something, right? So, I mean, Bravo has always been an LGBT sort of skewing and friendly network with their audience and with a lot of their shows. So it kind of made sense because we kind of skew that line between professional, you know, following docuseries business, which is what we are, and then the fun LGBT aspect of it and the New York aspect of it. So it kind of really was like a perfect home for us.
No, you're absolutely right. And Bravo has been very LGBT friendly, but, you know, it's basically kind of what they've marketed to our community versus showing our community. And that's
true.
That's what, it's so great to see unapologetically queer people doing their thing and having success and having these shows and being able to see it. That's phenomenal. Like, I'm using that word so much, but it really is. It's crazy to see how far we're coming, at least in certain respects. And it's great to see it on television that way. So Bravo to Bravo and Bravo to you guys for that.
That, you know, we don't get to actually talk about this just because, you know, there's so much to cover in these interviews. Like, when we do press, we don't actually get to focus on this a lot. And it's really refreshing to speak to you about it and to actually, you know, sort of realize, like, wow, you're right. Like, that they market towards gay people, but it's not always really featuring them in all of the series as, like, main characters. And so I didn't really think about that before you mentioned it.
Well, good. No, I'm super glad. Like, we're very, you know, interesting outlet. Our podcast it's very geeky. It's very gay. It's very LGBT. So when we are able to have interviews with people that, are doing great things, like, that's definitely an aspect that we want to shine a light on, because it is super important to the up and coming generation, the current generation, the older generation, to be able to see the changes and see these things happening. And seeing that it's becoming a better place for the most part, you know, aside from politics and other things. But we won't get into that because this is a happy and fun show.
Exactly, right?
So, like I said at the top of the show, when this episode drops, it will be right after the third episode premieres. So, what are some of, like, and I don't want, you know, obviously I'm not going to be like, hey, give us all the tea on what's going on the rest of the season, but what are some of the, like, kind of cool little tidbits or fun things that we haven't seen yet that you're excited to see them on television when they premiere?
We have a bunch more residential projects coming up that are all fabulous transformations. And I think that's a lot of the bread and butter of the show that people are tuning in for. But now, after this next the episode that will have just aired, we start to get more into our commercial work, which is a big part of our business, actually, in New York. Like, all the hospitality projects and hotels that we work on, there's there's two hotel projects where there's multiple spaces that we're redesigning. There are multiple restaurants coming up and installations. We've transported in 400 palm trees to the middle of Canal Street, in New York City. And that kind of goes underway of building this 25,000 square foot outdoor restaurant Oasis, which we got a lot of media recognition for back in the summer. And there's a wedding that comes up in the show at the season finale. So there's a lot of interesting things happening. And then, you know, you're learning the whole way throughout the process of watching the show too.
That's fantastic. I love, you just casually just brought 400 palm trees into New York City.
Yeah, no big deal.
You know, and a lot of them were like 20 to 30 feet tall, actually. So they're like huge and very hard to deal with. But I think we just sort of come up with these plans and then, you know, as plan logistically as best as we can to execute it and sort of pray and hope for the best. And 99.99% of the time it works out.
Well, because that's a big part of it is like being in New York City, you can only do so much planning because it's like you never know what curveball is going to be thrown at
you. There's so many unknowns.
There's so many unknowns being in New York.
I couldn't even imagine having to try to figure out the logistics with that. Now, are you solely in New York, or are we looking at maybe season two expanding out into other areas?
Well, we're about to go into a meeting right now in Venice Beach, so, you know, we'll see. We have some stuff going on out here. I mean, we'd like to be... We're always working all year if it's, you know, between events and planning for the springtime installations. But I think we'd like to physically be outside working the whole year. So there are some plans to maybe start branching out into the warm climate areas, you know, from like December to March.
We'll look forward to hearing some potential announcements coming up from that. So I'm excited to hear that when that happens. All right, so we'll get ready to wrap this up because I don't want to keep you guys any longer than we need to. But Garrett, I need to ask you a question.
Sure.
When is your alter ego, Ms. Gayfeather, coming out for a performance?
season two.
What is it? What's the first name?
There was a scene
Leatris. So Leatris is the name of the plant, and it's commonly known as Gayfeather. So that's where he gets the name Leatris Gayfeather from.
I saw that clip, and I damn near died. I loved it.
There's a little scene of us prancing around in heels in the season finale, so you get a taste of it, and then maybe season two we'll do full drag.
Yeah.
I think that needs to happen. I will be there. I will get in full drag just to watch it in my own home.
Yeah.
So
baby steps with Bravo.
Very true. All right. Well, I don't want to keep you guys from your meeting. So for those of you listening, check out Backyard Envy Thursday nights, 10 p.m. on Bravo. Where can our listeners keep up with you guys?
At Manscapers NY, at James_DeSantis.
Backyard Envy Official.
And Garrett B. McGee on Instagram.
Those are all Instagram and Twitter too.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And
you too, Pat.
Hopefully when season two rolls around, maybe we can get you back on and we'll get to chat some more.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Nice chatting
thank
with you.
Thank you so much. We'll speak soon. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks again.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us and the Manscapers from Backyard Envy on Bravo. Make sure to catch them on Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for your Bravo network. And we'll be back with another pop culture roundup month in review in just 2 weeks. So until then, peace.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.